In the world of small business, the customer is supposed always to be right. So what do owners do about customers who won't wear masks even when it's the law? Here's NPR's Jim Zaroli.
Brenda Leake began running a restaurant last year in the San Diego suburb of La Mesa. It's called Curbside Eatery, and most days she loves it.
When it's rolling along, it's wonderful. I couldn't be happier. We have a fantastic clientele. We have a beautiful community.
But this year hasn't been so fantastic. Because of COVID-19, the state says customers can only go into restaurants if they're wearing masks. Leake recently had to kick out a woman who wouldn't put one on.
She had her shirt over her face, and I wouldn't let her in. And so then she said, "This is ridiculous. You're discriminating against me." It told me that I would be hearing from her attorney. And I said, "That's fine."
The attorney never called. Still, Leake is frustrated. She feels like she's caught in the middle. States such as California have imposed strict social distancing guidelines on retail stores and restaurants, and it's often up to the businesses themselves to enforce them. The internet is filled with scenes of angry confrontations between customers and store managers.
"Don't touch me, I'm filming."
This is a shopper at a mall outside Pittsburgh who's refusing to wear a mask.
"I have a doctor's note where I don't have to wear one. I'll show you.
You cannot come in
here. I'll show you. Don't touch me."
Other times, one customer stands too close to another and they get into a fight. And this kind of a thing is happening a lot, especially at places that serve alcohol, says San Diego attorney Kelly DeFord Williams.
"I've had clients who've had to call the police multiple times in order to have a customer escorted off the premises or at times arrested."
Williams says this is a legal minefield for small businesses. If they don't enforce COVID-19 regulations, they not only face fines, if anything goes wrong, they can be sued by customers, employees, even the state.
"If two customers got into an argument or a fight, the restaurant could be named on the complaint if they failed to enforce the mask rule or failed to kick them out."
Williams says if a business doesn't follow the rules and an employee gets sick, it can be sued for creating an unsafe work environment. It's often a store's employees who are on the front lines in altercations with customers. Anthony Hernandez works as a barista in suburban Chicago. Since COVID-19 came along, he's had to deal with a lot more unruly coffee drinkers.
"Sometimes they'll say, like, you know, you're being very disrespectful. You know, you're telling me that I have to wear my mask. I have to do this and this." And they'll escalate to that point. You're just standing there as a barista. It's like, what do I do?
Hernandez, whose family is from Mexico, says he and the other staff are sometimes subject to ethnic slurs from irate patrons who won't wear masks. When that happens, he'll tell coworkers he needs to take a smoke break.
"Which is basically code for saying, I need to get out of the store for a little bit so I can go and just relax and cool myself down before I explode, you know, just because it gets really stressful at those moments."
Hernandez adds that most customers aren't like that. They follow the rules. But there are enough who refuse to do so, and it's workers like him who have to deal with the consequences. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.